请唔通家己翻版制作，多谢你的合作。天水是一个梦，当阿国先生在多名伫空野休困的时候，伊所做的梦，伫梦中伊看见一座梯，将天地三连，有天塞在爬天梯，起起落落伫天甲地的中间。耶稣基督就是迄座天梯，伊对天来降生伫地面上，伊要将世间的人拢带倒转去天父的怀内。
现今所存的是信、希望、忍耐这三项，其中第一大的是忍耐。现在咱要对哥林多前书十三章来学习听的功课。这是咱要来看圣经是记载伫路加福音十五章十一节到二十三节。耶稣佫讲，某人有两个囝。迄、那个第二个甲老爸讲：“阿爸，将我应得的业分予我。”伊个老爸就甲因分家伙。过无几日，迄、那个第二囝已经收拾伊个物，出外去远远个所在，伫遐放荡，毁坏伊个业，已经算了了。拄着迄所在大饥荒，伊才知欠亏个艰苦，就去挖迄所在一个百姓。一人找伊去山里饲猪，爱上猪所食的豆芽来煮鸡，也无人予伊。伊天王就讲：我的老爸有遐济长工，你娘食有剩，若是我伫遮，这要饿死啊！我要起来去找我的老爸，甲伊讲：阿爸，我有得罪天，甲伫你的面前，罢了，我袂堪得叫做你的囝。就予我亲像你的长工的一个，就起来去找伊的老爸。三里也过远，伊的老爸看见伊，就怜悯伊，走去抱伊的颔棍，直直甲伊斟。囝就甲伊讲：阿爸，我有得罪天，甲伫你的面前，打了后袂堪得叫做你的囝。若是老爸对伊，遐个萝卜讲，紧紧下上好的衫来甲伊穿。搁甲伊挂手指，煞甲伊穿鞋，也牵迄只肥的牛仔来抬，咱食来欢喜。毛透过这段圣经，也透过蔡牧童牧师的正道，咱做伙来学习听甲毋忘。
今日是咱继续咱对这个《哥林多前书》十三章的研究，啊，咱今日讲到这句就是听，就是凡事毋忘。
Today we will continue our study of the definition of love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
那照咱的这个经部后壁大纲来看，首先我的介绍就是，什么叫做毋忘。
If you would please flip to the back of the newsletter, however it's printed in Chinese, you will see a summary of today's message.
什么叫做愿望？愿望就是对将来有一个积极乐观的期待，这款的人叫做愿望。
What is hope? Hope is to have an active outlook to the future.
是一个积极性，啊，佫是一个乐观性的一个期待。
It is active, it is optimistic.
愿望是人类为动物发展做人类了后的一个足重要的一个能力。
Hope is a very important and essential ability in human kind that differentiates us from animals.
动物大部分是活在现在。
Animals live in present.
到目前为止，研究动物的人还无法度提出讲动物因的生活中间有迄个将来性。
So far, all the researchers, all the researches that have been done on animals cannot prove that the animals live in concept of future.
敢若人类足特别，伊有一个能力，就是活在现在，总是会想到将来。
Only human beings, we not only live in the present, but we also have outlooks into our future.
安尼对将来一般来讲，产生的两种反应，第一种的就是超凡。
And so we have two reactions to this concept. One is worry.
英语叫做 anxiety.
Or anxiety.
就是讲想到将来，唔知要发生什么大事，唔知发生什么不幸，啊，佫唔知要安怎，是迄内面迄种的惊吓，迄种的超凡。
Anxiety is fear of unknown in the future. You don't know what's going to happen to you.
这是较负面的情绪。
And this is a negative aspect. Emotion.
啊，较积极的就咱今日要讲的讲，想到将来，就想到讲将来有搁较好，有一个搁较大的这个成就在头前的是，迄款的期待，五万将来真够，迄个就咱今日要讲，迄叫做五万。
But a more positive reaction from our ability to look into the future is hope, and this is what we are going to focus on today.
啊，五万当上帝给人有这个将来的能力的时，咱慢慢研究发现讲，五万对一个人会当继续活落去，足重要。
And the more we research, the more we know that hope is very important to a person's well-being to live, to want to live.
一个人拄着足大的这个问题的时，下边是不是会继续活落去，就看伊对将来是不是要有嘛。
When a person is extremely depressed or distressed, whether this person can continue or have the courage to live depends on whether this person has hope or not.
咱中国人古早有句话，我刚刚讲了，就是叫做“哀莫大于心死”。
Chinese has a slang that I think is very important, and that is, to be extremely sad is better than to have a heart that is dead.
三话是真的。咱用北京话讲讲是“哀莫大于心死”啦。
And that is to be sad is better than.To have a heart that is dead.
什么叫做心死嘞？什么叫做心死去？就是失去五万。那英语讲就是绝望啊 ，despair.
What does it mean to have a dead heart? And that is to say that one has no hope, which is to be despair.
我伫台湾做精神科医生的时，我除了伫精神科伫遮看精神病患者以外，我有当啊爱去红叫去。内科还是外科还是妇产科去做叫做 consultation 去帮忙因解决这个患者精神的问题。
When I was physician in Taiwan, I often had to be called to other departments like gynecology department and other departments to consult other patients. And so I had the opportunities of helping patients in such aspects.
这款的是。是专科顶头，我们叫做来啊，双在开啊，就是其中提出特别的，专门去帮上百科处理因这个精神的问题，这款的精神医学。
And so I was more or less like a liaison between between psychiatry and medicine.
啊，在这方面内底一个上大的研究就是遇到癌症的患者，要安怎帮助因，搁较有勇气活落去。
And often the research or the things that I've had to do is to help patients who have cancers to help them continue to want to live, to have the hope.
啊，你知影，咱研究癌症患者，我们普通拢是研究讲五年存存亡活落来率啊，讲。诊断完了后，经过五年，要存几个要咧活，这叫做五年存亡率哈。五年了后，要搁偌济咧活。
A study is to study over a time span of 5 years. After 5 years, how many cancer patients can still survive? That was one of the studies that I have done.
特别就是遐，即卖药啊，证明对这款癌已经无法度控制的人，
到底什么因素让他们可以活下去，我们去比较说这些五年后要活下来的人啊，跟这些五年后已经都过身体的人，当然开始说去自己看来时，到底他们这两种患者是什么不同。
And there was a study of comparison done on patients that were diagnosed of not to be able to live after 5 years but are still living, and those patients that are diagnosed as they are at the end of their cancer stage and cannot live. A comparison study was done between these two patients. Why do some patients continue to live and why die? Some people die.
其中第一有差别的就是，这个患者当医生来讲你就讲的是，伊对伊的头前到底有五万，也是无五万，这是第一看出统计上有无同款的这个差别。
And one of the major difference that the study showed is that those people who survived are those who had hope.
个人话，伫马加城特别有一个特别的服务，因叫做生命线。
And another service that the hospital that I used to serve at had was hotline to help those patients.
啊，特别自杀的患者，啊，有需要，急诊室有自杀的，因这生命线的员工就会走去啊，啊去甲因帮衬。
Especially those who had suicidal inclination, the hotline was there to help them.
啊，对这些人来问讲是安那，你要自杀？大部分到尾决定要自杀的人，大部分因的感觉就是绝望。对因所处的处境，伊感觉已经无希望啊，到尾还是用自杀来解决你的问题。
Many of the suicidal people.The reason why that they were suicidal was because that they had no hope. They were despaired.
So, in this hope and our life, there is a very important relationship. Hope gives us in the very difficult situations to have the courage to face the future.
And so there is a very delicate relation between hope and the desire or the determination that one wants to live.
And so, in the hope and the desire, we can create what kind of relationship?
So what's the relation between love and hope?
第一个咱爱知影就是讲，你若请一个人，你就对这个人的将来有抱着足大的希望、乐观的期待。
One of the relations that we can find is that if you love someone, you would have hope, in this person.
咱台湾有一条民谣，那条音乐歌，你注意来听，伊咧是咧表示老母对伊迄个音乐的疼。总是内底有放真大五芒伫遐，伊五芒因囝明仔载大一寸，啊那无大一尺。
There is a Taiwanese lullaby that, if we look into it, will know that the mother has such hope in the baby that she knows that the next day the baby will grow more.
迄个明仔载会比今仔日搁较大汉，迄就是一个五芒。五芒伊明仔载会进步。
The hope comes in the fact that the mother.Hope knows that the baby will grow, will mature as the days go by.
在家庭阿公阿婆中间有困难的时，那要有贴心在内底时，常常会感觉真艰苦，内心真艰苦。
We can also see that in husband and wife, often if there's problems between husband and wife, we know that they suffer.
这个艰苦代表你要有疼在里面，所以在这个里面你都会想办法，不妨说这个问题明仔载还是后日还是后个月这个问题会改善，对方会改变，这就是一个不妨。
And that suffer or that pain often leads us to hope that eventually maybe the problem will go away or that the person will change.
咱台湾李登辉总统捌发出一个口号，迄无那是表示一个愿望，就是明天会更好。
President Lee in Taiwan had a statement. It says tomorrow will be better.
啊，伫电视咧卖牛奶粉的，伊咧广告讲，孩子，我要你明天比我强，我要你将来比我强。伊迄个无那是代表迄个对囡仔的疼，啊，总是对伊的将来有一个愿望伫遐。我愿望明仔载伊会搁较勇，会比我搁较勇壮，会比我搁较强。这个意思伫内底。
And also, there's a Taiwanese commercial, a milk powder. One of the statement they had in the commercial is that, "Child, I want you to be stronger than me." And that is also the hope that a parent places in their children.
所以咱若请一个人，咱对伊的将来会抱着期待，迄叫做请就会有愿望。
And so that often if we love someone, we'll have an optimistic or active expectation of that person.
总是对迄个方请的人来角度来看咧，这个另外一个来讲，一个人若就感觉到互人请的时，是这个人家己对家己真绝望的中间会产生愿望。
However, we also know that if a person is being loved or being expected, we know that this kind of hope that other person has in us will also reflect on ourselves. We will also want to expect and also have hope in ourselves.
今日聚会甲咱所读的圣经，我想要大家学习的，主要是这个功课，就是讲这个老爸请这个浪子。听到一个地步，当迄个浪子是绝境的中间走投无路的时，因为伊确定因老爸对伊的疼，伊产生一个愿望，讲我要来转。
And we can see that kind of love in the verses that we read today. When the father had such tremendous hope and love in his child, when his child was suffering, even though he was squandering his possessions away, that he was daring to come back to his father.
在咱基督教的福音内底所咧讲的，福音的本质其中一个角度嘛，是安尼，就是讲上帝对咱每一个罪人无条件的疼，互咱对家己绝望要放弃的时，因为听着讲上帝遐尼无条件疼，互咱对家己的将来产生一个愿望，无只我若来挖靠这个上帝，无只我若来信靠这个耶稣基督，我这个人无只将来有机会改变。这个我基督教福音的上来，这就是疼产生的一个愿望。
And we can also see this in our relationship with God. When God loves us so much that He was willing to give us the hope and His only Son, Jesus Christ, that we're willing to come back in hope that we can become a better person. And this explains the relation of hope and love.
第三个就是更加特别，就是讲，当一个家庭一个人是足困难的中间的时，因为别人对这个家庭的疼的支持。结果，让这个家庭有困难，对因的将来，佫有希望继续佫往前来行。
Another example we can see is that when a family is in tremendous need or help, and someone comes to help this family, and this family therefore has the courage to move on, we can also see the power of love and hope in such example.
所以，这个叫做支持的疼，让在绝境的家庭的中间，佫得到困难。
And so such supportive love gives the needy family strength to go on.
当我读完这篇道理的时，我就想到感觉关教会这个周丽亚放伊的代志。
When I was preparing today's message, I thought of a family in Orange County, Julia Huang.
我想咱中间可能有人有这本书，这是感觉关因咧庆祝因周年的时。
Many of you probably have this book that contains the testimony of Julia Huang's family. Inside there's many different testimonies, but one of them is about Julia Huang's story.
我比较简单给大家讲这个故事，就是甘马关大学教会迄个黄顺成长老。伊个查某囝，大汉查某囝，高三，啊有一日去教会参加聚会时，中央全唔知人，去用送去坐。
Julia Huang is the daughter of a deacon in Orange County. One day when she was a senior in high school, she went to school and suddenly she fell unconscious.
啊，就是引发的结果就是头壳内底血筋断。
And the diagnosis is that a nerve
vessel.
A vessel inside her brain has suddenly broken. Syndrome is called AVM. ABM, it's something.
Arterial venous malformation. Because the pressure difference between the artery and the vein, so that the abnormal connection is like a balloon. I'm blowing, blowing, and we don't know never, we never know whenever, it just burst, and then become coma. 所以这个老母囡仔就安尼唔带人，啊，送去送去急救，啊，生命有救上来，当时人就安尼离开。
And so Julia Hua was rushed to the emergency. She was able to be saved, but she's still unconscious to this day.
Oh, okay. Ah, before the doctor got to the hospital, the doctor told the parents, "You this child if saved, it's a miracle. No one would have believed it."
So even though she was rushed into the emergency and was saved at that time, but the doctor said that even though her life can be sustained, but she'll probably become a vegetable. And that there is only 10% of chance of her ever coming conscious again.
And
after a while, the doctor told the family that you might want to bring her home becauseIn the medical history or past, Julia Huang's situation cannot be safe.
在那个时阵，因为阿公婆足艰苦，想要放弃的时，有一个教会叫做 Vineyard.
At that time, both of Julia Huang's parents were very despaired and they were about to give up. But a church called Vineyard approached them.
啊，因就怎啊租一个兄弟姊妹，就安尼固定有人到时间到就去病院去祈祷，去跟祈祷，去跟讲话，去读圣经哦。这个主要话，唔知人啊，这种读圣经好听。安尼怎啊排落去？照安尼时间直直排，当日都有人去啊。
And so they started a prayer network. People would be regularly scheduled to go into the hospital to see their parents, to see her parents, and also pray for them.And read the Bible to them.
And
so Julia Huang was unconscious in the hospital for 7 months.
七个月后，才醒起来，醒起来还袂振动，规身骨硬，骨骨拢袂振动，才阁开始在白檀轮椅顶头开始复健，开始学练学练伊的手骨，学练讲话。
After 7 months, she became conscious. However, she still needed a lot of recovery.She needed a lot of muscle therapies and other therapies to help her get better. And so by God's grace, Julia's brain was not damaged due to this incident. She's still very intelligent, and so her parents took her to college, and she was able to go to college.
So, this is her experience. If you have been with her, you will feel the same as that brother, that love, and that parents for this girl's love, and that this is almost impossible for this girl's love.对死亡的中间，搁甲挽回，那挽回会当搁复健，那复健，搁会当搁继续伊的教育到大学毕业。
And so through this testimony, we know that Julia Huang's parents have such tremendous love that she was able to come back to consciousness and also be recovered and even finish her college education.
我无打算伫拜五，咱教会咧聚会时，迄个洪云兄。
This past Friday, incidentally, we were watching a film on a similar case that's similar to the testimony that I just shared with you. This film is on a pastor named Tom Willie. This story is about his wife Pam Willie when they went to Israel that she suddenly fell unconscious too.
Yong Yong, 这个诊断的结果就是细菌性的脑膜炎。
When they were in Israel, Pam suddenly had a headache, and so they were not able to continue with the tour. They had to be rushed back to the United States, and the diagnosis
bacterial meningitis.
Is bacterial meningitis?
So if you are a doctor, you can see that bacterial meningitis has been with convulsion and coma. This is very bad. I would like to say it's not
If you're familiar with medicine, you'll probably know that bacterial meningitis is a very bad case, that there's a very slim hope for people with such kind of a diagnosis.
So, this time, his wife is talking to me, because his heart is already talking to me, so he is going to tell me to go to the doctor.
And so, at this time, Pam really is practically delirious, and the doctor asked Tom Willie to take her to see some
psychiatrist.
Tom was very helpless. He doesn't, and very confused. He doesn't understand why they were on. They were happily on a tour to Israel, but suddenly Pam would fall with such kind of illness, and that the hospital would want to put her in a room that would have no physicians to visit her all day long.
And he had no insurance, so he had no money to pay so expensive medical bills. And every day, the doctor would call him and say, "Now you have spent $3,000. You have to pay this money back."
And because they have no medical insurance, so Tom was in a very helpless situation that after a few days, someone from the hospital will come to ask him how he's going to pay for the medical bills. And throughout the film, we can see that when Tom is confronted with the payment question, he would always answer that, "Oh, I will tell my father." And the representatives from the hospital would ask him, "Does your father have money?" And he would say, "Yes, my father has money." And the hospital staff would further pursue that, "Are you sure your father can pay by 3 this afternoon?" And he would say, "Yes, he could pay before 3. And so every time when he is confronted by the hospital staff with such questions, he would go out and then pray. And then every time he would be able to meet the medical bill through the offerings from other brothers and sisters. So after a while, he sees that the hospital is not really doing any treatment for his wife, he was determined to take his wife home and take care of her himself. And so he hired a nurse to train him how to take care of a patient like his wife. And so from then on, he was the special nurse for his wife. And after he took his wife home, he asked all of his 4 children to come and talk to his wife. His wife is in a very bad situation by now. All of her ankles and knuckles are all distorted, and the girls in her family are somehow more patient, so she would converse with her mother. But the sons didn't want to say anything, just said, I'm going to do my homework.
So this old man is very hard-心. He didn't have to say this, this one will do homework, this one, when everyone is tired after, he早起要一只细只玩具吼，要来啊，要来伊妈妈的房间，啊，甲伊妈妈家己才甲讲讲哦。我要甲你讲话，我都要安尼讲才讲会出来。啊，照排队总是我讲，我无法度讲啊，我要叫我讲什么话，都唔是咧考试的。
However, unexpectedly at night, the boy that said, "I'm going to do my homework," came back with a toy, and he told his mother that I cannot speak to you when I'm lined up waiting to speak to you. I have to come back in midnight to talk to you. I have many things to want to. I have many things that I want to say to you.
跟妈妈讲做电话，阿大妈妈讲，你家己坐伫遮足孤单，所以我甲你买只迄个细只迄个玩具吼。啊，我甲你讲，伊个名叫做 Rainbow.
And so he said many things to his mother, and he said that I brought you a little gift. This little toy that I have in my hand.Its name is Rambo.
Ah, 当小妹啊，把迄个头提起佚佗时，佮佮抢转来，讲这是妈妈的，唔是你的吼，这妈妈的玩具，还佮提转去放伫妈妈边啊，啊，定着佮妈妈讲，这只叫做 Rambo.
And somehow, if the little toy is snatched away by one of his siblings, he would take it back and say that this belongs to our mother, and he would say that its name is Rambo.
经过几啊个月了后，伊的老母醒起来，讲的第一句话是 Rambo.
After many months, Pam was able to come back to conscious again, and the first word she said was Rambo. And I was deeply touched as I was watching this film. Pam was able to come back to conscience because of the love her husband and her children had for her. Through patience and perseverance, she was able to come back. And it was also because of the prayers.And love that the brothers and sisters in church have exhibited to this family.
So, 有一次这个牧师有已经是职务做牧师，啊，请伊今摆牧师给伊机会，伊就徛伫讲台底下讲一篇道理。那篇道理嘛，我真感动。伊讲，我今摆我安那把我的太太讲话，伊拢未甲我应，总是我今摆有缘听我的太太。恁大家阿婆拢要会当相答，会当安尼讲话是，恁都爱先报效上帝，互恁这么好的机会，唔好去冤家啊！恁都爱彼此相听，从安尼来勉励，规个教会大家足感动。
And subsequently, he was invited to give a testimony about his family in his church. And the testimony that he gave is that I still cannot talk to my wife. In many words, she's not very conscious yet. But I want to let you know that now.Both all of you husbands and wives, you can talk to each other. All of you are healthy. I hope that you will not fight to each other.
望恁用上帝给恁这么好的机会，讲鼓励对方的话，唔好干那用这个这么好的机会，大家互相咧相骂安尼。
And I hope that you will utilize the blessings that God has given you to say encouraged words to each other and not to say degrading things to each other.
最后我要讲，有五人会听，会带来三种态度。
Lastly, I want to discuss what kind of attitude such love will bring onto a person.
第一个就是对对方有鼓励的态度，总是无甲伊论断。那论断就是无五人讲啊，你就是安尼啊，以后拢未进步啊，迄叫做论断。
First attitude is to be encouraging, supportive, but not judgmental.
第二个有五人会听。因为有骗好对方要来承受的迄个忍耐，会骗好，未勉强，未勉强对方即马马上照我所爱来做，有迄个骗好的态度。
Second attitude is that you will be patient, wait for the other person to do the right thing. You will not force the goodness out of that person.
第三个就是看对方一点啊拢无咧进步的时，会阁就是坚持落去，无足紧就放手放弃。
And the third attitude is perseverance. Persevere patiently and not giving up easily.
So we want our 教会每一个兄弟姊妹每一个家庭是夫妇的中间，是父母甲子女中间，咱会常常有这款有盼望的听在咱的内面。
And so I hope that all of us sisters and brothers in the congregation that we can all exhibit such kind of love and hope relations between us.
咱会互相鼓励，会信号，会坚持。
And that we will support, encourage, wait, and persevere for each other.
咱无足金论断，无足金勉强对方，也无足金来控制，咱会信号。
And that we will not easily or quickly judge others, give up on others, and force others. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father,
we thank you.
Today you have invited to us this message, Love and Hope.
I know that in my life there are many families这顶头要受真大的试炼。
I don't know how many of us here are being tested on such methods.
那顶一家庭的中间，你着请已经渐渐失去五万的资助，你搁一摆去申请加资助证的情况下。
And if the hope is disappearing in many of our families, I hope that you will please.Renew that hope.
那种阮教会兄弟姊妹看到阮中间有人有这个需要，就算感动我，我阮有支持的请来帮助你。
And please give us a sensitive heart to detect those that are needy of our help and prayers.
我安尼甲你祈祷，奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
亲爱的朋友，你听了这个录音带以后，是不是有兴趣要进一步认识耶稣基督？请你跟附近的教会联络。你对军中心若有什么建议还是指教，请打电话跟我联络。天主中心在美国联络的电话是909-860-3797，909-860-3797。在台湾联络的电话是0446178120，0446178120。多谢你收听本中心的录音带，愿上帝祝福你的人生更加美满幸福。
咱拖转去，甲天边做伙。